Good afternoon. My name's Chris Brown, Morgan's Financial, and we're at the Noosa Mining Conference 2021. Very vibrant conference, I might say. A bit of focus on copper and gold and some of the strategic metals. With me now is Peter Ledwidge. Peter's the Managing Director of Mako Gold. Mako is exploring, evaluating a gold project in Côte d'Ivoire. Peter, the first thing is about Côte d'Ivoire. Can you give us a bit of background to that?
Yeah, it's probably, in my opinion, the destination of choice in West Africa. It's kind of like Burkina Faso used to be about 10, 15 years ago, and it's got more greenstone than the rest of West Africa put together, and very underexplored. So that's the main reason that we're there.
Peter, can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of Mako Gold? How much cash have you got in the bank? I know you've just done a raising at 8 cents. Your shares are trading above that now. How much cash have you got? What's your expected quarterly burn rate? In other words, how long's that cash going to last?
Yeah, so we've just raised $10 million, brought in some, you know, very good names like Dundee Goodman Merchant Partners out of Toronto, Delphi out of Toronto. Germany. And so, 10 million, and we had about five before that. So that, you know, that gives us 15 million. Some people say, why do you need all that money? Well, we are burning through about $1 million a month because we're not just sitting on that money. We're actually, you know, putting it into the ground and adding value to the project.
Peter, you've got a number of projects in Côte d'Ivoire. You've just moved from a potential 75% of your, I guess, most advanced project, Napier, to 90%. Perhaps you can tell us about that particular project and what the focus for your exploration is there.
Yeah, that's a project that we have a farming JV with Perseus Mining, and so we approached them to see if they wanted to convert their interest into equity into Mako, which gives them exposure to some of our other projects as well. So basically the Napier project is our flagship project. We've got five prospects within it, you know, 30 kilometers north-south. We're focusing on one of those prospects now where we've got about 45,000 meters of drilling into it, and you can expect our maiden resource to come up later this quarter or early quarter four. And at the same time, we're going to be doing some significant drill programs on the other prospects. And we've got another project as well, the Kohogo project, which recently got granted. We've already done the first pass soil sampling. We've done the airborne mag radiometrics. And we expect to be drilling that in 3 to 4 months.
So there's going to be strong news flow from drilling on the Napier project in the short term anyway, next 6 to 12 months?
Definitely. Our drill company just recently asked us, you know, how long you want to drill, and we basically said it's not going anywhere for at least a year, and we'll probably need a second one pretty soon as well. So, you know, in the next little while, you can expect news flow at least once a month with drill results, not just on the Napier project, but also on the Kohogo project once we start drilling that. And we're very excited about that one because it's within 30 kilometers of Tongan's 5 million ounce, Barrick's 5 million ounce Tongan mine, which is scheduled to run out of ore in about 2023. That's not why we applied for the permits. It's because of its prospectivity. So lots of news flow for sure.
Thanks very much, Peter. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
There's the story on Mako Gold, the ASX codes MKG. A lot of news flow, very well funded for the next quite some time. An initial resource expected in the next 3 to 6 months, I suppose. And is it fair to say, Peter, that the exploration target will be much larger than your initial resource?
Oh, definitely. We're on the permit, we're targeting 3-4 million ounces, and we don't think that's fairly realistic because we have actually drilled four of the five prospects, and all four of them had significant amounts of gold.
Thanks again, Peter. Thanks for your time.